Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, Nick Schroer has been nice enough. He was on the roundtable earlier. I thought we'd kind of catch up with him here in the 5 o'clock hour to talk about next week and beyond in the legislature. Senator, how are you?
Wonderful. Trying to stay here until traffic's done.
Well, that's very nice of you, and Sue will guide you home along the way here on this Friday afternoon. You know, I hadn't seen you in a long time before the roundtable earlier this afternoon, but I have to start with something very important that's near and dear to both of our hearts, and that's hunting in Howard County, Missouri. Yeah. Did you have success this year?
I didn't even get a chance to go out.
You didn't get a chance to go out?
I had family members go out. A huge deer, it was about a 14 point, right across the street from our property was taken. Amazing deer. I still have two freezers that are full of beef and venison and all of that. But, yeah, I didn't get a chance. I was at different conferences. Our good friend Gene Evans got me to be the only one selected from Missouri to go to a education choice conference in California. So most of hunting season I was spending getting ready for session.
That's terrible.
I know.
I hate to hear that. Well, you know, I got skunked again this year. I think it's been 4 years since I've shot a deer. Now, my daughter went out during the doe season, and she had never shot a deer. We got her ready over the summer, and she shot a button buck. She had a real nice buck that was staring at us for like 7 or 8 minutes. Couldn't shoot it because it was does only. Of course, that happens. But she reminds me weekly, Daddy, you haven't shot a deer in 4 years, and I got one this year. That's a constant reminder, but I'm glad that your freezer is full. And that was funny. We kind of recognized this about one another after we got to know each other, that we do hunt in relatively the same spot in Howard County near Fayette and Harrisburg, right?
Yeah, we've got the City Lake out there where we pass. I went to Central Methodist for 2 years because we've had a family farm out there, played football, acted out there. But I'd say that the wildlife and the scenery is second to none in Missouri.
I love that part of the state. And, you know, I do feel passionately as a proponent of Missouri, and I've lived in Missouri longer than any place else. I've lived in the Chicago area, I don't like to admit that, Nick, Wisconsin, but I lived in, you know, in Boone County in Columbia for 13 years. Three of those were when I was in college. But I think our state has a lot of great parts of it. You know, you look at Augusta and the wine country here. If you go down to Table Rock and those areas, I mean, there's a lot of, and I think a lot of people around the country don't anticipate. They think of Illinois or they think of St. Louis as flat because the metro is pretty flat.
Right.
But there's so much great beauty beyond that.
Well, even, I mean, anything you want to do, whether it's music, I'm a huge country music outlaw, country music guy. In the history of country music, Nashville versus Southern Missouri, and that's where the home of country music should have been in the Branson area. But we've got, you know, tons of music down there, tons of golf courses. Tiger Woods has a golf course down there.
I have yet to play that. I had an invite, you know, the year it opened, and I couldn't get down there, so it's on my bucket list.
It's beautiful.
Sure.
I mean, all of the different courses down there, Johnny Morris, Bass Pro, what he's done to our state. We're getting onto the next level, and, you know, the thing that's really lacked is leadership from the political world. And I'm really, really excited to jump into here with a governor that is prioritizing basically everything that I want to prioritize, and that's getting crime out of here, dealing with the crime in the city of St. Louis, the recidivism rates with crime in the city of St. Louis, recruitment, retention with police, education, taxes. We want to kind of look at what other states have done, like Tennessee and Florida and Texas. And it's a conservative agenda, which has attracted more businesses, more people there. And hopefully we can take it to the next level and start competing with all the states around us.
It sounds to me, you know, getting to know Governor Kehoe just a little bit here, that he's willing to go big and bold if the opportunity presents itself, right?
Yeah, and that's something that my entire time in the legislature, we really haven't had that. It's been like crickets from the governor's office. And for whatever reason, whether it was Greitens or Parson, We've really needed leadership from the top to work with the leadership in the Senate, leadership in the House. And we've seen how dysfunctional this has been with a supermajority Republican Party. And it's depressing going back home and hearing the same story from constituents, you know, especially personal property taxes or income taxes. And these are things that Governor Kehoe has seen, he's heard, and he's got solutions right now. He's been working with a lot of different groups. And it just so happens that the Freedom Caucus's priorities, which we're going to release on Monday, coincide 100% with what the governor's wanting.
Nice. Senator Nick Schor is here. Let's kind of focus in on one of those aspects, because the personal property tax issue is very easy for all of us, everyone listening. Even those of you in Illinois, you don't pay personal property tax, but you have maybe higher regular property tax. But it's been something that's been so confounding to me for years. And when I lived in Wisconsin before I came back here in the mid-2000s, we didn't have to deal with that up there. And then I was reminded, and you know, the other thing that's annoying, it's not only that you got to pay for this every year, but these license offices are such a scam, right? Yeah. I mean, they're independently owned. It's that, I can't even remember the history of that when it was all put into place, but it's real frustrating. Now, what the proponents of confiscating, you know, your income from you would say is, well, you know, if you get rid of the personal property tax, we have to fill that revenue hole. So, because that's all that money. Where's that money going to go or come from, right, Nick?
Well, let's look at Kansas, for example. Kansas did it the wrong way. They cut taxes and they kept spending like bandits. And what we need to do is several items. I think, you know, Governor Kehoe and the Freedom Caucus both have this mindset of, let's start looking at some of these areas where new revenue is coming in, whether it's marijuana, gambling, sports betting, you name it. There are a lot of different new areas, new arenas where revenue's coming in. Instead of using that for new stuff, let's start looking at getting rid of real estate tax, personal property tax, income tax. And there are different ways to do it. Do you increase taxes elsewhere? There have been talks with the income tax of increasing sales tax somewhere. And I think all of us are open to repealing or phasing out a lot of these taxes, personal property tax, real estate tax, income tax, capital gains tax. These are all things that add up. And ultimately, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, or if you're an older American, older Missourian, you just can't afford it.
Well, there was just a story, and I don't know how this specifically applies to our area, but I remembered this from when I was in Wisconsin. There's these big houses that are along Lake Michigan. And, you know, it was one of those situations up there where if you're on Lake Michigan, you got a big house, it's a mansion, right? And then about a block from the lake, it's a big house, but it's, you know, not as big. And then a couple of blocks away, more modest. And I bring it up because what was happening up there, and this is, I think I read this in the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, there are now more people in this country that are paying more for their principal, or less for their principal and interest, more for their taxes in escrow than they are for their principal. And in Wisconsin, it priced a lot of people out. You had people that were in a situation where they owned their home outright, but they had to pay $20,000 a year in taxes. They're retired. They didn't have the ability to afford that. So that's something that does exist right now.
Well, even some of the small homes in my district, we've got older parts of O'Fallon, Missouri, that these people have owned their homes outright, but now they're fixed income, they're retired, and they can't afford it. So they're selling their house and trying to, you know, move in with family. Look, if this is truly the land of the free, we need to respect, you know, home ownership and start tackling these issues of taxation. That's, you know, the more free states like Arkansas, Tennessee, Texas, Florida, they're actually attracting more businesses and more people to go there. I mean,
there's opportunities.
There are
really big opportunities, and I'm glad to hear that. So let's kind of broaden it out to the rest of the session. What are your priorities? What else do you think might happen coming up here?
Well, crime through and through. You know, that's what my undergraduate degree was in criminology, criminal justice. And we've got to do a better job of tackling the two biggest areas in St. Louis and Kansas City when it comes to crime. Well, how do we do that? Let's listen to the people on the ground. And currently, there's a massive mismanagement of the police in the city of St. Louis. There have been talks on a hybrid version of the state control, which puts it back, allowing the governor to put people on certain boards to control the police. And right now, I think that there's a very good chance we could come up with a deal within the first couple weeks, couple months of session, moving it to a citizen board control, where the people on the ground, citizens within the city of St. Louis, will be able to get on this board and represent the police and what is going to be best for them.
It's so frustrating because, you know, we talked about this on the roundtable. You had the shooting that was just a few blocks away from here at the Wheelhouse and crickets from City Hall. I mean, Tashara acts like none of this is impacting anyone. And I see it all the time because I work right down here. And I had somebody pop off on Twitter saying, I live downtown. I've never felt unsafe. I'd love to know where that person lives. I walk all the time from here to Busch Stadium, whether it's in the day, even in the daytime.
Yeah.
I've had incidents where I don't feel safe. Certainly the path, you know, I'm basing this on where we are geographically right now. But if you go over to the other side of Tucker and where, you know, Stiefel is and Enterprise, there have been people that have been killed in that intersection. So it's infuriating. You have more and more people.
The disregard for any law down here. I mean, even at a stoplight, when I get a green light, you have to wait for a couple seconds and look both ways. And I always go back to that Drake concert that was here end of last year.
Yeah,
where
the person was the mother and daughter.
And daughter from Chicago, the tourists that were here. And you go back even before then, Janae, I forget what her name was,
Edmondson.
Who was ran over and now
lost her leg.
Yeah. So,
and
her
livelihood.
Looking at areas that have done it right and gotten a tackle on crime. Most notably, I was in Nashville, Tennessee. Mizzou was just there. We kicked ass in the
Did you go to
the
bowl game?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not, but I watched the whole thing. It was phenomenal.
Fun. Yeah.
But how did they tackle crime? They saturated the streets with trained police in a community policing fashion. And that's what we got to get back to. I mean, certain cities have done it right.
Miami's even. Tim Pitch has told me how Miami has attracted a lot of officers and really done it right. So.
Yeah, I mean, when you feel safe, you're going to open your business here. You're going to spend your money here. And that's what we've really missed out on. And, you know, if St. Louis City goes, the entire state's going to suffer.
So let me touch on a topic here that is near and dear to my heart. Actually, I hate it. It's initiative petition reform.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody, when we say IP reform, I always think that people think it's the Internet Protocol. But that was something that was attempted.
I think
the
intellectual
last,
property.
That too, right?
Yeah
exactly. So what can we explain that to the audience? And is that even an issue right now? Because we have these constitutional amendments. We had an example of this with the gaming amendment. You supported, I support it, barely passed. But some people think the threshold for passing something like that or any, you know, constitutional amendment should be higher, right?
I do think it should be higher, especially, I mean, look at Amendment 3, the pro-abortion amendment. $30+ million came in. 95% of it was out of state. $3.5 million came in from somebody that's not even in this country. So the threshold should be higher. I think if we're going to change our constitution statutorily, I personally am, you know, look, if the legislature can go back and make tweaks to it, whatever. But if you're putting it in our constitution, there should be some stronger thresholds.
I agree.
Is it going to be a big issue? Yeah, it's going to still be a big issue. However, looking at what the Republicans are going to want to address, and that's clarifying some of the issues or going back and putting something back on the ballot regarding pro-life or the abortion amendment. Do you want to do it under the current framework or do you want to make it tougher on yourselves? And that's a struggle that I think we're going to have this year, is addressing it, but maybe offsetting it for a couple of years. So we do have that opportunity to put something back on the ballot and take advantage of the loose rules that we have.
Where's your leadership in the Senate right now? What committees?
I don't know. The committees have not been doled out yet.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It's going to be doled out on either Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Presently, without, you know, talking about this next session, presently I'm on the vice chairman of judiciary, Tony Lutkemeyer, who was the chair. He just elevated to floor leader. So that does have an opening for one of the most powerful committees, judiciary. And that's something that I am gunning for with my priorities lying with public safety.
Right. Absolutely. It's a good fit. Nick, happy new year. Thanks for coming in for the roundtable. Great to see you. And MIZ, how about that?
ZOU, baby.
Get more at 971talk.com.